Yes, sir.
Case number 10,875, Mike Ziliak, south of Wilking Road, north of Acorn Drive, being lot 17 within Oakwood Village Development. A variance from the front and rear yard setback requirement.
Hello.
Name and address?
Christina Wagner, Greenwood, Delaware, 202nd Street.
That's fine. Do you swear or affirm testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. The property owner would be here. Sorry. I'm with Insight Homes, and we built a home for... I'm sorry, I didn't see you here.
I didn't think you needed me up here.
We built a home for Mr. Zilox, and we realized that when we went to get our C of O that the deck was over the setback line in the rear. After reassessing the property when they came out to check again, we realized that the front boundary line we had encroached there also. For some reason, we relied on our surveyor to make sure the information he had was correct with the setbacks, and he went by 25 feet setback that supposedly was recorded, but I did find in the covenants where it does say 30. And I think we are at 27.6 is exactly where we are. The deck isn't as much as a problem as the front of the house. We can't move the home, and I will not, should not, have any problem with any of the lots that are next to it, and the character of the neighborhood will not be, there won't be a problem there also, I don't believe.
Okay. C2 advantages.
Ma'am, you're with Insight Homes, is that correct?
Yes.
And did your company obtain the building permit for the property?
Yes, we did.
Does the building permit indicate the appropriate setbacks on it?
It says 25.
For the front yard setback?
Yes.
We can get that with the application, Susan. Do you have a copy of that?
I have a copy.
I do have it in here.
And I do have the proposed survey when they did that, and then the original.
Okay.
In reviewing the building permit information, it appears that the existing lot use was vacant, proposing dwelling, attached garage, front porch, landing, unfinished basement.
Yes.
It does say the setbacks are to be 25, 10, and 10. And 42-foot height is the maximum. It also references that it's in a flood zone X, which does not require any special improvements. The copy of the restrictions that were attached makes reference that it should have been 30-foot front and 10 side and 10 rear. The survey that's submitted shows the proposed improvements to be 25, 10, 10, or 25 front, 10 sides, 10 rear. And the as-built survey shows that the house is actually 27.6 instead of 26, 11.7 on the side, so it's better than the 10-foot setbacks. And the encroachment is on the deck to the rear. And I can't make out what size it is.
I think it's 5 is what...
It should have been. It could have encroached...
1.4.
Yeah. 1.4. It's 11 point, feet. It's 11.6 to this. Looks like a bay window type construction. It appears to be. I can't tell.
Yeah.
And it's got a deck and steps that encroach into the setback.
But the county's building permit said 25-foot front setback.
Correct.
Okay, and so they complied with the permit that was issued, correct?
It was incorrect.
And it appears.
I don't have it in front of me, but if the Oakwood Village was approved as a cluster, the setback should have been 25. I don't think it was.
We had two other homes we built in there, and they were 25, and we had no problem. The only thing we could think of is maybe because it was on a call, starting on a cul-de-sac, I'm not 100% sure what happened.
Well, the cul-de-sac stays the same. It's even if it was a straight line, it's still the same.
So they met the setbacks in.
Go check real quick.
I mean, if it was approved with 25, then they don't need a variance in the front anyway, right?
Yeah, that's right, and I can go pull it.
That might be helpful then.
Straight down in the building permit, I can pull the file.
I just can't remember.
It appears that with the 25-foot setback.
Is okay.
That the house would have fit, it still was moved back too far.
Right.
Mr. Chairman, I would suggest that instead of a 1.4 variance request on the rear, that we make that 6.4 since it, even though the 5 foot's allowed, it covers the entire encroachment.
Okay. So the first variance is going to be 6.4. Okay. And then we're waiting for one on the front yard. Shall we recess if he comes back?
He'll be right back. It's right around the corner. The surveys are right there.
Oh, okay.
You can get it real fast.
Well, that's you.
Okay. Unless you want to go
five. But now it's over five. It's actually 6.4.
Oh, I got
you. Yeah.
That was no question in the future.
Sorry. Remember that Christmas is coming. So if it is the 25, then
yeah.
She would need
yeah, the intent was to build it.
While he's looking that up, you had said something about relying on your surveyor to do something. Would you clarify that for me?
Mainly, I called the surveyor, explained what house we want, sent him a plan, he figures out what the building restriction lines are.
And they stake it out for you?
And they do all the staking for us.
And you set it where they staked it?
Yes.
That is surveyor you're talking about, Pannoni?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This project was approved as a cluster subdivision, and the front yard setbacks were 25.
So the front variance
so would not need a front variance.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Link. So we do not need the second variance.
That's in the AR portion. This is AR. There's a GR portion also. They're required to maintain the 30 because that's the standard setback for a GR subdivision.
That's what the confusion
is. Same project's got two zones.
Okay. All right. So are there any further questions then from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Borkman?
Yeah,
Mr. Hudson?
Yeah, okay.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Instead of the
6.4?
6.4, because I just wanted to clarify that, because it can be 5 feet from the...
Right, but we, in the past, we've always gone, once it encroaches, we've just always said it's 6.4 encroachment.
Okay.
That way, in the future, it's known that it's allowed the 6.4.
They enclose it.
Right.
Again, Chair will entertain a motion.
I
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 10,875 just for the rear yard variance of 6.4 feet. Mm-hmm. I don't believe the whole situation was unique and enables reasonable use of the property. Wasn't created by the applicant and won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It's a minimum variance to afford relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Or can we ask that you also include in your motion to move to deny the one in the front is unnecessary?
Okay.
Just gets it off the books.
Alrighty. Okay. We'll add that to it then.
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,875, the 6.4 rear side yard variance, and that we will deny the front yard because it's not needed at this time. Now, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carried, and that was 6.4 side yard setback. Okay, next case, please.
Case number 10,876,